PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey's main candidates for governor went toe-to-toe in the first of two debates before the November election on Sunday evening at Rider University. Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Ciattarelli touched on education, property taxes, vaccines, energy rates, and President Donald Trump when asked if they support a recent state measure to make political violence a hate crime. Ciattarelli accused Sherrill of not answering the question and attacked her recent comments on slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
My opponent on Friday went down to Washington, voted yes on a resolution to celebrate Charlie Kirk's life, but then within minutes sent out a statement that basically condemned him. I think that was wrong.
Sherrill, meanwhile, fired back in her response.
That's a neat trick to say you don't want to divide people, and then in your answer, bring up something that's very divisive. Here's the thing. I care deeply about this country.
Ciattarelli says he supports the measure that would make political violence a hate crime. Meanwhile, Sherrill says she supports free speech, but for everyone. Real ID driver's licenses are still a very popular item at New Jersey's Motor Vehicle Commission agencies. To keep pace with demand, the MVC continues to offer programs to help those who need the new form of ID, especially before taking a domestic flight.
So we have dedicated Real ID Tuesdays and Thursdays at license centers. We've got a Real ID emergency issuance program for those who have urgent travel needs within the next 2 weeks. And we've also launched more mobile unit events focused on Real ID issuance.
MVC spokesman William Connolly says the MVC currently has 20,000 non-renewal and 79,000 renewal appointments for real IDs available. And if a deal with China is finalized, TikTok's algorithm would be operated by Oracle here in the U.S. The White House confirms that the deal would see Oracle take control of domestic operations as well. The federal government will not take an equity stake in the social media platform. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order later this week in support of this proposed deal. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we in for some unsettled weather? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've kicked off a brand new week, and this time around, the forecast is not as clean and as beautiful as last week. Clouds, humidity, and raindrops are on the way, along with warm temperatures. We're well in the 70s this afternoon, and tonight we'll only drop into the 60s, lower 60s. Thanks to rising humidity, we'll see increasing clouds tonight. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun. Definitely warm with highs around 80. There is a chance for some late-day showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially to the north and west. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with some afternoon and evening showers possible. Highs in the upper 70s. And then if I had to guess, Thursday is the best chance for rain. Looks like one or two waves of wet weather. Could be some heavy stuff and rumbles of thunder along the way. Highs on Thursday, holding on the warm side near 80 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Belvedere, it's 69 degrees, Old Bridge 70, Burlington 71. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.